Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There certainly has been discussion within the league among certain owners about even the idea of a quarterback cap. That at some point you want quarterback numbers to not go over a certain percentage of your salary cap. To my knowledge, that really hasn't gained traction, in part because so many teams have paid their quarterbacks. And if you went to suddenly an NBA model where all of a sudden you have the max and the super max, and there's really only a couple levels that guys can get paid at, it kind of changes the dynamics in terms of how you set yourself up salary cap wise and whatnot.
There's room for a ton of conversation on that. That's Tom Pelissero talking about a potential NFL salary cap just for quarterbacks. And here's where I wanted to start. And we can go all over the place with this because I think there's a ton of nuance here, Doran. I think for the average layman fan, and for some radio hosts, maybe myself included, the NFL salary cap and the way that contracts are structured and all of that is really complex. How much cap space do the Steelers have? You can Google that. But deferred money and guaranteed money and just
signing bonus
and what's the cap hit if guys get cut and all that stuff. It's very complicated. This would add another layer that would make it complicated. Now, the NFL's never been more popular. Our fans don't seem to care about this, I guess. I do think for a lot of people, though, it's very hard to understand. That is one of a few reasons why I don't want to see this happen. I don't know what your opinion is on this. Peyton Manning in 2008 made $19 million. That was his cap hit, the highest paid quarterback in football. Now Joe Burrow, his average is $55 million. The highest he'll ever really be against the cap in a given year is $52 million, at least as far as I understand it. In 08... Follow me here, people. I'm sorry with the math. In 08, when Peyton was making $19 million, the salary cap was $116 million. He was 16% of the cap. The salary cap this year is $255. If Joe Burrow were to be making $52 this year, if his cap hit were $52 this year, the most it'll ever be for him, that's 20% of the cap. That actually hasn't gone up that much.
No.
So I'm not sure there's this massive need for this. But where do you come down?
Well, from what I'm trying to understand, tell me if I'm right or wrong, there would be a need for it for the other players to make more money. You know, you're hampering. You just paid Trevor Lawrence. So he's going to be making, what, 50 this year? So you can only pay so many other guys a significant amount of money. So if I was a player again, and... So what I'm seeing is it's a separate cap. So the quarterbacks aren't going to count against the actual team cap, right? They have their own cap.
It's either that, which is a possibility as I understand it, or it's you can only pay quarterbacks a certain percentage of your cap. But in either instance, yeah, I could see other players being up for that.
Yeah, like so if it was the way that I'm kind of, you know, thinking about right now, if it was a separate cap for quarterbacks and say that they only can, you know, like the NBA, max contract, super max contract, but it's separate from the actual cap of the other 52 guys as a player. And then that cap as my team cap stays, you know, at like 250 that it is now or gets higher as the years go on, which it does. I would want that because now you're going to, I mean, tight ends and tackles, guard, everybody, you know, D-line, like everybody, it's a huge pay raise for everybody because now you can give out more money without having to take that 20-some percent to give to the quarterback and you're only left with 80 to really use for other guys. Now you're going to have 100.
No, you're right about that. If that's the way
that's how I'm thinking.
Again, there are two different ways you could do it. You could just say, hey, you could pay quarterbacks this much money, bang, and it's separate. Or you can say quarterbacks only get 20% of the current salary.
So they're trying to say, like, they're just trying to cap quarterbacks of making too much money.
But you're right, though, man. Like, if you're a player and you're not a quarterback and you're going into the next collective bargaining agreement, all the non-quarterbacks are going to want to push for this. I look at it from a fan perspective, and I don't like it at all.
Well, hold on before you finish.
Dak Prescott?
No, from a fan's perspective now, you're going to find more loyalty by players because they will have the ability to stay with teams, because they will have the money to stay with teams. Only reason why guys leave is because they get paid to go somewhere else, because the team is like, we don't have the money to really pay you because we're paying our quarterback, we're paying our tackle.
So T. Higgins would just stay a Bengal is what you're saying.
Yeah, I would. If I was a Steeler and the cap was $250 and Russell Wilson had his own separate cap and it didn't count against what we were making, you're going to have the money now to keep guys here. So you'll have the loyalty of guys staying around for your franchise. Maybe.
That's interesting. From that absolutely it could play out that way. Absolutely it could play out that way. And in college football, I know one of the things that irritates the hell out of fans is, because I am one, you used to get a freshman and you love the freshman, and then he's a fifth-year senior, and you watched him grow, and you fall in love with him, and then you idolize him after he left. And remember, that guy was here for 5 years, and he was spectacular. And you don't get as much of that anymore with the transfer portal. You want to wrap your arms around guys in the NFL, and you want to buy a jersey knowing that he's going to be here beyond his rookie contract. All of that I agree with. But what I don't like is, if you are the Kansas City Chiefs, and you've got Patrick Mahomes, and you've got to find a way to win with a lesser roster because that guy's so great and you got to pay him so much, all of a sudden, now you can build a good roster around that guy, and he ain't going anywhere forever. And the Bengals could build a super roster, and the Ravens could build a super roster.
Everybody can.
I know, but once you've got a guy, it's so hard to find a guy, but now you can keep the guy, and you can have a good roster. And so that whole rookie quarterback thing where you better win at least one while he's a rookie because the roster is going to get worse, that goes away.
Well, I'm sure that they would have the parameters around rookies would...
It might have to change.
That would be different.
It might have to change. If the Steelers had Ben, I would come at this from a totally different standpoint.
Right.
If it's 2010 and you've got a separate salary cap for Ben and the rest of your team, I would love it. But now the Steelers, I don't know what they have at quarterback.
Well, I mean, think if this was the situation, if it was the, kind of how we're drawing it up. Okay, Russell Wilson takes you to an AFC championship game next year. And it's like, okay, Russell Wilson wants $55 million and everybody wants him back. You could pay Russell Wilson $55 million, but you also can go get Ayuk. You can also go get, one of the best D linemen out there. You can also get one of the best corners out there because you still have that. It's separate. So you can build your team, but are those guys going to be willing to leave because they will get paid from the teams that they're at? It would have to be more of a persuasive type of deal from, hey, do guys want to really pay for Mike Tomlin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys want to play? How much do you want to play? Micah Parsons, do you want to stay a Cowboy? Because you can make money there. Or we could pay you the same amount of money because you said that you want to play for Mike Tomlin.
You would have more super team kind of stuff in the NFL. You'd have a chance for that more with this. I am going to go anti-Tomlin here, at least what he says. And I live in my fears. And I look at Cincinnati and what would... Now, they might actually be different because I'm not sure that ownership there would like this. Because you'd have to pay him, and then if you don't pay the T. Higgins of the world or the Trey Hendricksons, now you're just a cheap ass, right? Like for them, they you probably move them aside. But as far as Baltimore, just build a super roster around Lamar, and what has happened to the Bills wouldn't have to happen to the Bills. You don't have to dismantle the thing.
Right.
You don't have, in this hypothetical world, you don't have Patrick Mahomes throwing to guys who can't catch the football. You're just going out there and paying for guys that can't. I live in my fears not knowing what the Steelers have here. Now, again, in this world, if it were to happen, let's just say this offseason, it won't. But if it did, Dak Prescott would be an option then.
Yes.
You would pay him.
Yes.
You'd be able to keep your super team around.
For sure.
But then everyone can. And
that makes it exciting.
Yeah.
It's all about, hey, how much, like, who do you want to play for?
So you're more in on this than I am.
For sure. If it is the way, I have to dig a little bit deeper. If it is the way that we're coming up with right now, if it is separate, quarterbacks can make max, super max by themselves, and that doesn't hit count against the team's cap, and the team's cap stays what it is right now, like 250 or grows, Yeah, I mean, as a player, for sure. And then you will keep guys around. Like, guys like Derrick Henry would retire as a Titan.
Well, yes, but then here's another thing. Zach tweets in, and this is a really good one. Would Ayuk be available under a new cap system as the 49ers would be able to pay him right now?
But wouldn't you want to test it? Like, say you're on a losing team, or say you just don't want to play for this coordinator. Say, like, you're like, hey, like, I'm from Pittsburgh. I want to go back home. I can make the same amount of money. Family's there. Like, there's other factors that come into it than just getting paid and living in Seattle. Like, I'd rather live in Miami. I mean, as a player, that's how they think.
I like this. 412. I don't want it to happen. I like the conversation at 412-928-9370. In some ways, it creates new sports talk radio, like if this were to happen. In other ways, like here's another text. We don't have the Alex Highsmith debate last year. If you alienate the quarterback salary, you just pay him.
Mm-hmm.
You just pay him. But to one of your original points, okay, you don't have the debate, but you're good young players. You probably get to keep those guys. So where do you come down on this? Listeners at 412-928-9370, the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. We'll knock this around a little bit more when we come back with you. Tweet us at @_AdamCrowley @ScoreAndDoran, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Tom Pelissero was talking, NFL Network reporter, about potential for an NFL quarterback salary cap. A certain percentage of the cap. Compared it to the NBA. You could also just have it totally separate. What do you think about that? Doran likes it from a player perspective, which I think you'd have a lot of players sign off on it, non-quarterbacks, because they'd get a bigger piece of the pie. From a fan perspective, because I don't know if the Steelers have a quarterback or not, I don't want to do it. Because I do think you can build super teams, depending on how they would structure it. And so you wouldn't have the breakup of the Buffalo Bills. You wouldn't have the breakup, potentially, of the Cincinnati Bengals. We wouldn't see some of the roster ramifications that the Ravens had to face this offseason because you'd be able to pay your quarterback and other good players. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Matt and Collier wants to chime in. Hey, Matt.
Hey, gentlemen. I fall down these rabbit holes at work, and this is one of the things I've researched. And the NFL needs to implement this, and they need to implement this ASAP. You can't. The highest paid quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl was Patrick Mahomes last year at about 16% of the cap. If you go back to previous years, the average is around 10 to 12% of the cap. You can't pay a guy 20% of your salary cap and then expect to, you know, compete and win Super Bowls. All these big guys that have signed all these huge contracts, again, Mahomes is the only one that's won a Super Bowl. And if you look at Joe Burrow, what's happened in Cincinnati, they just signed him to his huge contract, right? But who'd they have to get rid of? They had to get rid of a lot of his top talent around him, right? And I'm curious, and you mentioned this as well. What about alienation of the other players? Yeah, the cap's going up every year, but if only one or two players realize that cap increase every year, doesn't that alienate the other 52 players on the roster, 53 players on the roster?
I think that's happening now. I don't think that would change all that much. I mean, I guess as the cap goes up, but as the cap goes up, the quarterback salaries would still go up.
Right.
Because it would be a certain percentage of the cap.
Right, but it's kept separate from everything else. And I think until, you know, I think there's a lot of guys towards the bottom that also want to see that increase. I mean, look at what T.J. Warren's doing, right? I mean, is he making, what, $500,000 a year?
Don't you think, Matt, don't you think, and thank you, well, I'll let you respond here. Don't you think, though, that this would kind of screw up parity in a way?
No, because you still have to make good decisions, right? So if you set aside a salary cap just for quarterback specific and say it's all three specific quarterback positions, you could still get stuck with a bad contract. So you'd still have to, you know, finagle it however you would to find a decent quarterback on that side. But it's also, it allows teams to keep some of their better players, right? I mean, once you like to see Micah Parsons stay in Dallas or these other players stay in their hometown teams and not be salary cap casualties.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and Doran made that point earlier, and thank you so much for the call. I think it's a very good point. But what I'm saying is that while that's good for a given team, there are other teams like the Chiefs that would keep L'Jarius Sneed this year. like if you get to pay Patrick Mahomes in one out of one piggy bank, and you get to pay everybody else out of another piggy bank, you don't have to cut guys. I look at what has happened with the Bills and Josh Allen, and you and I are in agreement on this, that they're probably going to take a step back this year. Well, you have to dismantle your roster because you have to pay that guy so much. Well, you're not going to have to dismantle your roster at that point. And so if you don't have a quarterback, now you're having to go uphill even more so to compete. And it becomes really hard to become one of the haves, I believe.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, with your point that say the Chiefs could keep L'Jarius Sneed, why can't the Steelers offer him more money? Why can't another team offer him more money? You're working under the same cap. Say it's $250 million. It's separate from the quarterback. Yeah, the Chiefs would offer him, you know, a certain amount of money, but, you know, would you take the risk of offering him a little bit more?
You know, the more we talk it out, I don't know that all that much changes.
Not really. Not really. It does give the credence to guys to stay around at their teams longer. Not saying that guys would. Some guys wouldn't even want to. You know, some guys would want to go to a different team. Some guys would want to go to Philadelphia or go to Miami whenever they're playing for, you know, the Saints or something, and say that you're on a losing team. And also, like, I mean, if it is separate and you're given max and supermax contracts, that doesn't guarantee anything. That doesn't guarantee wins.
No, you're right about that. And, okay, let's take it another step further. 412-928-9370. Like, someone just text this in. Say cap is $100 million now. The cap won't be $100 million for non-quarterbacks plus additional to quarterbacks, so it won't be any different unless owners give up more money. This would be then, I mean, you think about it. You add an 18th game, and you add Tuesday games, and you add Wednesday games, and you're playing every day during the week, and then the TV rights go up, and then that's how this would all have to happen.
Right.
You would have to find ways to generate even more revenue.
And you would play a lot of international games.
Yeah, stuff like that.
You would generate revenue from other currency. You generate revenue from, you know, you're really thinking outside the box here.
Jersey ads.
Sales and everything. Like, you're playing in Germany. You're playing in Ireland. You're playing in Mexico. You're playing in Argentina. Like, you're really expanding the NFL to a worldwide brand to create that money to be able to service something like this.
If it's fully separate, so meaning that it's quarterback money in addition to the current cap and not just a percentage of the ever-rising cap, you're going to have to find a way to pay everybody.
Right.
Which means you're going to have to bring in
more money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which they're
good at that.
Yeah, they're really good at that.
They know what they're doing there. I hope we're making sense. There's a lot of hypotheticals with this, and frankly, my brain hurts. 412-928-9370. We've been talking Pirates all morning long as well. The Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. We're going to ask Neil Walker about this coming up at 9 o'clock. Who would start game one of a playoff series for you? Mitch Keller, Paul Skeens, Jared Jones. @_AdamCrowley on Twitter. Coming up next, we can go over some more of these tweets and texts on this subject, but also there is an NFL award that the criteria has now changed to win the award. You haven't seen this. I just saw it when I peed. We'll talk about that when we come back. So here's a text talking about quarterback salary cap. Said revenue doesn't need to go up. The money is allocated differently. Well, then really when you think about it, if that were the way it is, and so the cap is $255 million, and it's capped off, a quarterback can only make 20%, let's say. That's not all that different at all than what it is right now. If it's just percentage of the cap, and the cap's only going to go up every year, and it's not totally separate, I don't see it making that big of a difference. Like,
they're making 20% of whatever the cap is, right?
Yeah, and which is basically where we're at right now.
But it's separate money. Right.
If it's separate money, then okay, that's different. If it's the same amount of money,
it's the same. But if it's separate money, then that changes everything. Right.
That's where you would need to make more money.
Right.
Now we talked about this at the end of last year. Damar Hamlin did not win the NFL Comeback Player of the Year award. It was Joe Flacco, and what did Joe Flacco come back from? Frankly, sucking. Why did Geno Smith get a comeback player of the year award? He didn't battle through injury or anything like that. He battled back from not living up to expectation and then finally making good on the expectation. Well, the NFL has now changed the criteria to win the NFL comeback player of the year award. I suppose the AP has changed it. The AP comeback player of the year award. Now it is listed as an award to honor a player who has demonstrated resilience in the face of adversity by overcoming illness, physical injury, or other circumstances that led him to miss playing time the previous season. This does not affect my happiness one iota one way or another, but this is Sports Talk Radio, and thus I must offer an opinion. I like that.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, you got hurt last year. You battled back through injury. You know what that's like. That's got to suck real bad.
Mm-hmm.
You come back the next year, you stay healthy, you perform, and you've persevered. I like that a whole hell of a lot more than like Francisco Liriano, who was really bad for a couple seasons
right.
and came back the following year, and all of a sudden he's really good, so he came back. What did he come back from? He came back from stinking.
Right, right. Like Cole Holcomb will be a candidate this year.
Yeah. Yes.
That makes sense. That's great. Yes, I like it a lot better the way it is.
Yeah.
Like Cole, like somebody that had a catastrophic injury or couldn't play for some reason, comes back and is like, okay, like I beat that.
Like not, Alex Smith.
Yes, like Alex Smith. Yes.
Like I almost died because my leg got broken so severely. Or if Teddy Bridgewater came back, where everyone's throwing up on the field when he got hurt at practice, and he comes back and plays really well the next year. That's different than Joe Flacco couldn't win games with right. the New York Jets, and all of a sudden he wins games with the Browns.
So you know who's going to... So it's changed for this coming year?
Mm-hmm.
You know who's going to win it this year?
Oh, crap, Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
Oh.
Well, that's a good call. Yes, there's two guys. Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Because he falls in that criteria.
Yeah.
That's a good call by Aaron Rodgers, though. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers or Joe Burrow are going to win it.
Aaron Rodgers.
But wouldn't you want to see... I want to see somebody else, like, that...
Like, DeMar Hamlin didn't play a lot last year,
right.
but he died on the football field and then had the... The mental toughness...
Yes.
And you would get this way more than I would, but just to get back on a field ever again? He should have won that the second he made the decision on playing football again.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Joe Flacco, he was... good for the Browns, and they make the playoffs, but he didn't die on the football field.
Right.
And again, this doesn't like really bother me one way or the other, but you know, I just think if you're Rowdy Tellez next year and you hit 35 homers, you should not be comeback player of the year.
Like O'Neal Cruz should be in the conversation this year.
Yes.
Yes, I get I am all on board for that. Makes
or,
a lot of sense.
Or like a you know starting pitcher like Shohei Ohtani next year
yes.
he is the Cy Young winner or he's close darn to it and so he wants to be comeback player of the year. They award it for that. Like that makes sense to me. Like coming back from underperforming, like really all that does is underscore that you weren't all that good before.
Right.
Like Geno, where you been? Flacco, where you been? Like Deshaun Watson, where you been? Like, if Deshaun Watson had won it because he comes back from suspension, now he could because he would be coming back from injury.
Right.
I don't think he'd get the requisite number of votes, though. You never know.
Never know.
You never know. People love their brownies.
Never know.
When a Brown does something good, you got to reward that brownie.
Hmm. I like it better this way.
I do, too.
Makes more sense.
And you do have the most extreme of extreme examples when you consider that DeMar Hamlin didn't win it and Joe Flacco did. And... It just didn't sit right with me. Here's a texter kind of dovetailing off of our quarterback salary cap conversation. They should have a comeback player and the most improved player award. Could help separate it. Okay, if you did most improved player, again, is it about a guy who's like on a rookie deal who just was actually getting better? Or would it be about a guy who stunk in the middle of his career, and then all of a sudden, he has a good year after
right.
that.
Right.
You would need almost a third award at that point. And what a farce that would be. Nick Chubb, another guy who could win it this year.
Yes.
You know, on the topic of Rodgers, because someone did text in and agreed and said, should we just give Rodgers the award now? I'm not so sure how that's all going to turn out.
In New York?
Yeah. The scrutiny... I don't know if Robert Saleh is a good coach or not.
He was one of my coaches.
You like him?
I mean, he wasn't a head coach, but he was like a quality control at the time. I don't know if he has the command to, you know, at the time he didn't. You know, he wasn't vocal. I think he's just like a player's coach, kind of a figure. I like him a lot. Like, not saying I don't.
You like the guy.
I don't think that, like, Aaron Rodgers runs that team.
No question about that.
He doesn't run that team. He doesn't run that team. He doesn't have that.
He basically picked, I mean, he went to the place with his offensive coordinator.
Yep.
And he skipped mandatory minicamp.
Yeah.
Which, if I were his teammate, I'd be so freaking pissed about.
Yeah, to go to a different country? Did he go in one of those ayahuasca joints?
Probably.
Or he said he was on vacation, right?
He probably went somewhere to chew on clay.
I'd be very upset.
Yes!
Very upset.
And
you
then
didn't
the head coach
last
didn't
year?
Say crap about it, man.
Then you try to create some ridiculous hoopla like you were going to come back in December.
We knew you ain't coming back.
You ain't coming back. I'd be very upset.
He knew they weren't going to be in it, so he said he was going to come back. Oh, if they win this game, I'll be back. Come on, man.
He knows that they're desperate for him. And like whenever you have a feeling that somebody's desperate for you, you have the upper hand to do whatever you want because you know that there's a slap on the hand, basically, whatever you do. But that, I mean, he's throwing all of his other teammates under the bus.
Yes, he
is. Which is ridiculous.
And, you know, he's been, look, he beat the Steelers in a Super Bowl, but he's choked. And that team has choked in home championship games. The Packers did. And now he's got a head coach that's not Mike McCarthy. He's not as good of a coach as Mike McCarthy. He's not as good of a coach, not even close, I don't think, to the guy they got in Green Bay right now. And they're all bowing down to his whims. We watched Hard Knocks last year when it was the Jets last year. The way they all salivated and talked about Aaron Rodgers. We got that guy on our team right now. Da, 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 da. They put him on the pedestal by how they acquired him and then the way that they talked about him. And they set themselves up to fail with that guy. They've got a good roster, and he's a hell of a player. But from a team chemistry kind of deal, I could see that just spectacularly failing this
year. Oh, yeah.
And I can't stand that guy now. I used to really like Rodgers.
He's going to win the award.
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were talking about.
He's going to win. I mean, like,
Kirk Cousins could win it.
Yeah.
He hurt his Achilles. Yeah. You reminded me of the other day. I thought it was his knee.
Yeah.
Either way, lower extremity injury. That's what they would say in the NHL. Lower body injury.
I don't know what bothers me more, whenever that or golf being on different channels whenever there's a big event. Those two things like are up there for me. That bothered me real bad.
What, the lower body injury deal?
Or upper body. Like, tell me what the goddamn injury is. Like, did he hurt his shoulder? Did he hurt his arm? Did he hurt his knee? Did he hurt his ankle? Why is it so hard?
My favorite thing is after a playoff series, it's like Lars was playing with a fractured sternum and hip, and also he doesn't have a spleen anymore, and we're pretty sure he has a second appendix. But we're not using it as an excuse.
Middle body injury.
I don't get it. Like, I think Andrew McCutchen, I have reason to believe that Andrew McCutchen, that getaway day on Thursday against St. Louis, he didn't want to play. Because he needed a break. He's 37 years old. I have reason to believe that that is what happened. Derek Shelton hasn't said that. He just said, well, you know, yeah, boy. He didn't give a reason.
Uh-huh.
Guys hurt. If you're a player, now this has gone to a totally different spot here. I feel like we're the Starkey's Ice Show, but I like this. Like, if I'm a player, wouldn't I want people to know that I'm playing through something? Like, I'm not playing well. I would not be mad if my coach said, well, Jimmy's got he's dealing with a plate in his foot. Like, I wouldn't mind my coach saying that.
Well, I mean, that puts you in target area.
Yeah.
I think that's why they do it. Especially in hockey, because it's gritty.
Well, that is why.
Yeah,
like,
hockey.
Crosby's wrist hurts. Guys be
You're
out
going,
there trying
slashing.
To kill his wrist.
Yeah, I'm slashing his, I mean, I'm just, that's just how it is, so. But it still bothers me.
Neil Walker going to join us at 9 o'clock. We are off the rails on a Thursday that feels like Friday. Wait until Friday. What's that going to feel like? Self-driving cars, we want to talk about next, or we want to talk about a coach who's getting paid $65 million to do absolutely nothing.
Whatever.
Let's do both. 50-minute mark of fame brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills, all over the place today, having fun. Neil Walker going to join us coming up in about 10 minutes to talk about the Buccos, winners of 2 out of 3 over the Cincinnati Reds. I saw this headline yesterday on Sky News. I talked to you and Doug about it off the air, but here's the headline. Self-driving cars are safer than those driven by humans except when it is dusk, dawn, or the vehicle is turning, according to a new study. I'm not going to ever get in one of those.
Probably not. No.
Never, ever, ever. I watched a mini documentary kind of deal on this, and it's cool. Like, the technology is awesome, and there are real life bad human being drivers out there, plenty of them. I have a rental car right now, actually. I got hit. I mean, that'll happen. But I would rather trust humans than machines.
Yeah.
Especially when at dusk, dawn, or the vehicle is turning, they don't do a very good job.
Yeah, it's about when can you get, when are they safe?
Right. I guess noon when you're on a straightaway.
Noon on a runway at an airport.
I don't like people driving me. We've talked about it.
I don't think I've ever.
If I'm going somewhere, I got to drive.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I'm a good driver. I trust myself. Like, we're going to Delaware for a bachelor party, and I'm loading four dudes into my car, and I'm driving because I have kids and they don't, and I want to protect myself.
You going in your replacement car this?
I hope my car's done by then. My car's a Bowser. They'll fix it up in like 10 seconds. They got it on lock. I'll tell you this.
Are they big dudes? I mean,
they are bigger dudes. Two of them are bigger dudes, yeah.
They're going to fit in your car?
It's going to be tight, but we might rent a car, but I have to drive. Have to.
Yeah.
I drive different now with kids than I used to drive.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why the one time we went to breakfast, you were arguing with me about who should drive?
That's right, yeah. And that's not even far.
You forced me to go in the back seat with your car seat so it looked like I was smashing everything in the back.
Well, that was just for comedy purposes. We kind of did the clown car thing with you there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, I had a car and I offered and my back seat was clear.
Yeah, that was pure comedy.
He never lets me drive either, so.
Doran has a nice car, so.
I know that.
And it's big.
It sure is. Yeah, I worry. I don't want to die and leave my children alone. My wife alone.
If I can steer this show, I can steer you down to one of the restaurants on Noblestown Road.
You don't steer the show.
I mean, what? Wait, yeah, hold up. What?
I do all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Oh, that's true, yeah. I value producers. I'm happy you were full-time.
I didn't mean topics. You guys are the smart ones that do that.
Kick, save, and abuse.
Yeah.
The thing about this rental car that drives me nuts, and it's not, this has nothing to do with the rental car company or even the car that it is. I just don't know the settings, because Callis will confirm this. I don't know my bleep from a hole in the ground as it relates to technology. When I get into my car, and it's you push to start, right? It beeps outside the car. I start the car, it goes, beep! And it annoys the hell out of me.
And then it starts?
And then it starts. But it beeps when it starts. I don't get it. And I get into my car at 3:15 in the morning.
I think it beeps because it's a hybrid, so it's letting you know that it's starting. Because normally for a gas engine, you would hear the run, 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 run.
I think you could turn that setting off, right?
I'm sure I could, and I will.
Okay.
Not figure out how to do it before I give it back.
Okay.
All right, Neil Walker is going to join us next. You can't even drive yet, can you, Michael?
Oh.
We have a young man, Michael, who is shadowing Callis. He was not alive when the Steelers last won a championship. Which makes me sad.
Wow.
But he's seen the Pirates be good 3 out of his 14 years, whereas we've only seen them be good 3 out of 35 and 3 out of 33 years.
Wait, he was born when I graduated college. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
2010?
2009.
Yep. Oh, makes me sick.
Jeez Louise. Neil Walker joins us next. He was part of those teams that were good. Is this team good? We talked to Neil about it when we come back. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 24 Silverado LT crew cab, 7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com. Today, high 92.